Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Carla Mackey started Uplift Intimate Apparel, an intimate apparel store. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Carla Mackey, owner, Uplift Intimate Apparel. It is so nice to see you in person.
It is great to see you in person, Mel. It's been too long.
It has. And I want to know, we're going to get into like all the business stuff and, you know, how things have been going and all of that. But for our listeners who have not had the pleasure of visiting your shop in Carmel, tell us what you do.
Well, we are an intimate apparel store that I say it's where dressing begins, and we help women feel more confident and comfortable in their own skin. So we make sure that your bras and panties fit right. Intimate apparel is the first step in dressing. That's what you pick out first before you pick out your clothes or anything else.
You know, it's interesting because I always, and this is just, I think, how we've been taught to dress, you know, you pick out your undergarments and then figure out what you're going to wear. And that's backwards when you think about it, right? Like, if you've been educated, if you've been properly fit in your store, you learn that that's backwards.
That's right. It is. It really is. Because the intimate apparel makes the outfit. It can make you look younger, 10 pounds thinner, and definitely more put together. You can take a very inexpensive top, and it looks like $1 million when your intimate apparel is correct.
And there's some health concerns, too, with not wearing properly fitting items, right?
Absolutely. So the band of the bra does the support of the breast tissue. So when that is the correct size, then that takes the weight and the pressure off your shoulders, your neck, and your back. So some people, even with TMJ, can experience a difference in how they feel with that.
Really?
As well. Yes. It's amazing. So the band of the bra should be in the middle of your back, not riding up your back, not coming down around your waist or anything like that. And it just really makes a big difference.
How many women do you see that are in the wrong size bra?
9 out of 10.
That high?
Yes.
Why is that, you think?
Because we aren't taught that. We are taught to go into a store, pick up anything that remotely, we don't even know how it's supposed to fit. It's like, well, okay, this isn't so bad. I'll take this home today. And I know I spent decades doing that, and it was miserable. It's a miserable existence.
Carla, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Honestly, I didn't have a plan, and I ended up in Virginia. However, when I was a little girl, I remember playing store. I liked to play store. That was fun. And growing up, I grew up in Greencastle, Indiana. So we had boutiques back then, and they were adorable. And that's where I learned to shop. I didn't appreciate it at the time. Mm-hmm. But then as I've gotten older and wiser, I love boutiques. So I really thought that that's the way business should be. It should be a business owner that you talk to and you know what you want to do. And, you know, I've gone along in life doing different things. I did accounting and bookkeeping and thought that that was, you know, all there was to do for me. I enjoyed it at the time, but I was also a single mom raising two boys, and I always needed a second income. And where I got that second income was doing direct sales. And I learned my customer service skills from that. It's amazing what you can learn from something like that.
What were you selling?
I have done paint, I have done pocketbooks, I have done clothes, and I love doing clothes. It was a lot of fun, and I spent 10 years doing that and really enjoyed it. And what I loved about it was the connection I had with the women and how good they felt just in something comfortable in their clothes. Now, looking back on those photographs, I went, wow, how much better it would have been with a great bra and shapewear.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I didn't know that at the time. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get into intimate apparel?
Well, I was actually doing my clothing business, and life happened, and I had to get a job. And so I was working for a human resource company. And this lady had met me when I was doing clothes, still was. And she said, would you come and look at my business and see if you can give me some tips on selling and how to make sales better? And I thought, well, okay, sure, why not? So I did. And she ended up hiring me.
And what were you doing? What was your job?
My job was just to manage her store. And then it became managing her business. So I spent 12 years doing that. But I should also backtrack and say I got fit there first. That's how I met her.
Oh, okay.
And that, when Oprah came out with everybody should be fit for a bra. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so my friend and I, we went. And when I came out of the dressing room, I was like, man, I feel like a new woman. I felt so good.
Uh-huh.
And my friend said, oh my gosh, Carla, you just lost 20 pounds. And I said, no way. But when I looked in the mirror, I really felt thinner.
Mm-hmm.
My shoulders were back. I stood up straight. And I just felt better about myself as a woman. And that's what it's all about.
You had confidence.
Yeah. My confidence had finally kind of started to surface.
Mm-hmm. What a difference.
Yeah.
A difference. And it just started with the right fitting bra.
Right.
And so you had the accounting and bookkeeping background, which I'm mm-hmm. sure lent itself well to you managing the store, managing the business.
Yes, it did. I mean, at first I was director of sales and marketing
mm-hmm.
and operations. So my job, I was very well connected in the community. I'm a natural connector. That's what I like to do. So I like, so I would go out and meet people and bring them into the store. I would do the TV, radio, whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I kind of got into the community and brought more business to the store. But what my favorite thing doing besides connecting people was seeing women in the dressing rooms and how it changed their life. I was like, this is life changing, not just for me,
mm-hmm.
but for all women. So we're all very insecure about our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. There's very few women I see that are just, I have a great body and I'm happy with every part of it.
And the ones that do have a great body that are, you know, blowing up your Instagram stories and stuff, there's still self-doubts there.
Exactly. I mean,
it is very hard to find someone who is 100% confident about everything. I don't even think that exists.
I don't think I've ever met one, to be perfectly honest. I mean, there's always something.
Mm-hmm.
If it isn't your body, it's your nose, it's your eyes, it's your hair, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're all so critical of ourselves, and we just need to take time to build each other up. And mm-hmm. that's what we try to do at Uplift. We want you to feel better about yourself than when you walked in the door. We mm-hmm. want you to feel like a new woman, a new person.
So what motivated you to open up your own store?
Well, I had those thoughts when I was working for this person in Virginia. And I just loved what we were doing. And I had learned every part of the business, you know. And someone very unexpectedly offered me the opportunity to come back, if I wanted to come back to Indiana and live, where my family is, my mm-hmm. kids, parents, everybody. And I said, yes, I will do it. Didn't know how, really, I was going to do it. It was a walk of faith for me, still is every day. But I'm doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to see my family. My parents are aging. They're both in their 90s. And, you know, get to be with my kids and grandkids. So life is good. I've met a brand new community here, which has been awesome. Now I can't even imagine ever leaving. That's how connected I feel. I feel it's home.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Carla Mackey has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
is it local?
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Carla Mackey of Uplift Intimate Apparel, who started her intimate apparel business in May of 2017. Carla, talk about opening a brick and mortar. You know, what was that experience like to do that on your own? You'd been in Virginia for over a decade.
Many decades.
Come back many decades?
Many decades.
Came back to Indiana, brand new community. You know, you're from here, but you're kind of starting fresh. And you decide you want to open up a brick and mortar location. Talk about that experience and kind of what went into that.
Well, I think I'm the luckiest woman in the world to have two wonderful brothers and two wonderful sons. So when I called them and said, this is what I have an opportunity to do, they all four said, how quickly can you get here? They decided that my business needed to be in Carmel based on what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fine because I was looking at different options. So we had someone from the city drive us around Carmel and show my brother and I places. I settled on two. And one of them I wanted really badly, but I thought it was just going to be way too expensive. And the other one, I took my son, my entrepreneur son, mm-hmm. to see, and he said, no, you can't be in this location because it has a liquor store in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I, and he, you know, saw that. I was looking at it was all women's things mm-hmm. in the center, but he's right. There was a liquor store.
And for the profile you have, right, you're not only elevating intimate apparel, you're elevating the experience as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. It's all about the experience mm-hmm. when you come to us. So I negotiated at Carmel City Center. And I knew also, though, that when I chose a place, I was not going to move. I saw what that did to the business in Virginia. Every time you move your store, you lose people. People think you close. And we only moved a mile down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that. I had that experience. So I said, okay, and what are the other benefits that I would get from being there? So you have to think about everything that you're getting in a location, not just, oh, it's cheap rent.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it's about. What do you want your customers to see? Where do you want them to come?
And where you're located, I mean, there is parking. There's lots of other shopping opportunities. You know, it's, again, that experience that you're trying to create.
Yes, it is, because it's a community up at City Center. We have women's stores and restaurants and gift shops. Cake Bake, of course, is
mm-hmm.
there. So anything that you want, you can pretty much get at City Center. And now you can spend the night because we have the Marriott Hotel.
Yes, yes. I haven't been there yet.
Oh,
is it beautiful?
Gorgeous. It's so gorgeous. And the staff is wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. And what an opportunity, too, for you just to partner with other businesses around you and promote each other.
That's what it's all about. That's what business is all about. You know, you got to find your tribe and you stick together and promote each other.
For sure, definitely. And that's definitely true with Indiana Originals, for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, Carla, what is the hardest part about being a business owner?
keeping all the plates spinning, you know, because you do it all. I know when I first opened the doors, which is almost 4 years ago, my entrepreneur son said, "Mom, you need to hire somebody." And I said, "I don't want to," you know. Mm-hmm. And here I am cleaning and, you know, buying and doing mm-hmm. everything. And so he sent me somebody to interview, and she worked with me for a while. She was great. But that's the hardest part. And know what you're good at. Not, you're not good at everything. And I'm a great connector, and I'm a great curator of wonderful products. That's my strength and my skill set. And I also do a pretty mean set of books. That's really important.
Which is super important.
Super important to keep those books up. Now, I have an accountant, mm-hmm. you know, and I had hired someone to do my marketing, which is essential, and a designer, web person. Mm-hmm. I have no skill set in that and no desire to do it. And one of the ladies I hired is good at doing displays. She's phenomenal at it. So, again, not my skill set. Mm-hmm. So everybody, you know, every job, there's so many jobs to do in a store that you've got to let some of them go.
How much do you think being willing to ask for help leads to success?
I would say 100%. Because you have to say, I can't do it all. Nobody can do it all. I don't care who you are, that's not possible to do it all. A small business, especially a small business, mm-hmm. you just can't. And it's tough to say, I'm going to pay you to do XYZ when I know I can do it. Mm-hmm. It's very hard. It's very hard to let go of that dollar. But what I've learned is when I do that, my business grows. So, you know, and that's the way I've started to look at things.
Well, and we have a conversation often about, you know, the opportunity cost. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I am fully capable of doing task XYZ, but if I have someone else doing that task, what else can I be doing instead?
Absolutely.
And that's definitely where the growth comes in. And it's okay to get help with things every once in a while. Like, I know your family helped build out your entire store.
Oh, my God. They were amazing. The weekends, all four of them, they would come every weekend, and they were working on the store. It was the best time. It really was. And we were all just in it. And three of us designed it. Mm-hmm. And then everybody had something to say. And everybody had a gift and a talent and a strength to bring. And then when it came like, okay, we're on opening week now. And we've got to get this inventory tagged. Here come my daughter-in-laws and my granddaughters. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome.
When you carry lots of products, right? It's not
yes.
just bras.
No. Bras and panties are the main thing that we carry, but we also carry sleepwear, exercise bras and exercise gear as well, and men's underwear. So
life-changing men's underwear, I've heard.
Yes, Saks underwear for men, and the guys do love it. But it's important for them. Men need support too.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Well, I have several things to say about that. First of all, you need to build the backbone of your business. So for me, I knew I needed an accountant, I needed a lawyer, I needed somebody to do my marketing. You know, that for me was part of my backbone. But even me, who picked her website, shouldn't have done that.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh goodness, because I had to switch that. You know, mm-hmm. there are some things that people know. People are there for a reason. They know how to help you and guide you. And sometimes I can be a bit know-it-all and think I can do it myself.
Well, that's why we're entrepreneurs,
exactly.
right? Because we can't work for other people.
That's right. No more. That's done. But that's really important to get those people in place. Because you've got to keep your books up. You've got the government to deal with. No matter what, you're going to die and pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that are going to happen.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, guaranteed. And I think you need a tribe of people, of good friends that will support you. So when I left Virginia, I'm going to cry.
That's okay. I make people do that on the show. It's okay.
But my five friends have stood beside me. Mm-hmm. And one of them calls me every day, every morning, to make sure I'm okay and to see how my business is going. One of my other best friends does my marketing for me. Now, I pay her. Don't
right.
think it's for
right.
free. But And, you know, but that is what you need. You need somebody to say, yes, you can do this. Because to be perfectly honest, when I told them I've got this opportunity, they said, you can't leave. And I said, I think I have to.
Mm-hmm.
This is something bigger than me.
So what gave you that courage to go?
My faith. I knew it was time.
Mm-hmm. And it's paid off.
Yes, it has, in so many ways.
It's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Carla, what's been the most rewarding part about owning your business?
Well, one of the things is you can do things for the community. And one of the things I like to do is we have a program called Give a Lift. And we have our clients bring gently loved bras to us. And we've had some vendors send us products. And then we help women who are in shelter residences. We fit them for bras. So let me give you an example. Last year before COVID, we had the ladies from Dove Recovery House come in. And there were 18 ladies. And two of my friends came and helped out for the evening. Several friends helped provide a wonderful experience for them, mm-hmm. like a little spa treatment, you know, a little cup of tea and a mask to take home with them and something nice to do. And my B&I group brought supplies that they desperately needed. So the ladies were there about 2 hours. They each went home with three bras apiece. My granddaughters and I made up some sayings that were inspirational. We framed them, and then I had each lady pick one.
Wow.
We fed them a light supper. And then my friends that came, they were just talking to each one of them and listening to their story. It was so powerful. But to me, it's powerful to know if you're in a place like that, these ladies are recovering from addiction, that you're going to be there for a short period of time, and you've got people that have come along beside you and are helping you walk this walk, and we're just one piece of that walk. But if we can share some inspiration and love to them for an evening, it just means the world to me. And my clients have been so generous to bring things with tags on them or go out and buy brand new bras mm-hmm. even for them. So it's just been a wonderful opportunity for us to be in the community.
Well, and you talk about how, you know, your faith really kind of grounds you and inspires you to do so much. And I know we've talked about our history working with the Salvation Army.
Right.
And, you know, we've seen firsthand that hope is the only thing that cures that.
Right. And hope is the only thing stronger than fear.
God, that was so good. I'm going to cry now. Now I'm crying. I'm not crying. You're crying. Now, Carla, you are kind of the epitome of an Indiana original in your attitude, in just your supportive nature and creating community. You know, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
Well, I think it's important that we stick together as a community because our tax dollars stay here. You know, that helps build schools and roads. And being a small business, we do so much for the community. More than most big box stores. I mean, so that's really important to me. Eating at local restaurants. I typically try not to eat at chains because I want to support those local restaurants. They're the ones hurting more than anybody right now.
Mm-hmm. It's been tough for lots of business.
Tough.
You had to shut down too, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We were shut down for 6 weeks. And it was painful. But for me, I went to work every day because I said, okay, I can't sit at home and twist mm-hmm. my hair. We're going to figure out how to make this work. So fortunately, I still did my customer service calls that I would do just like every day.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up building a website with the help of a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kept me going.
And so you just kept pushing through.
Kept pushing through because that's what you do. You don't give up. You know, there's my son, when I was, before I'd even thought about having my own business, he gave me a framed poster 1 year. I think he was a teenager still. And it's been more than 20 years ago. That said, never give up. Mm-hmm. It's in my bathroom in my store
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, yeah, you don't give up. You keep pressing through.
Carla, besides IndianaOriginals.com and our app, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Well, you can find us at UpliftIntimateApparel.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, TripAdvisor, Twitter. I'm also in LinkedIn if you want to join me on LinkedIn. You can also come and see us in the store. We are open. You can make an appointment if you'd like to come in and make sure that no one else is there. There's not a lot of people walking through our store like a normal box store. We can have a FaceTime call or a Zoom call. We can show you around the store, try on some robes for you. We've done that for customers. We've done some virtual fittings if you want to do that as well. But for bra fittings, we'd really like to see you in person unless we fit you before. We also have a online presence that is connected to our website. You can also get there from Facebook or Instagram as well.
Is that everything?
I think so.
Okay. Carla Mackey, Uplift Intimate Apparel, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you, Mel, for asking me to be here. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.